Meseches Nida, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. The halacha is if blood comes out of a woman's uterus, it doesn't matter how old she is, even if she is as young as an infant, the halacha is that she gets a status of Nida and is mitama the things that she touches or the things that she sits on, Mishum Nida. And for that reason, the Jewish communities in the times of the Beis HaMikdash were very careful that they would observe if there was any blood that came out of a young girl's body, they treated it as dam nida, and they were very careful with it. But there are two communities, the communities of the Kusim and the communities of the Tzedukim, that were not as careful. And for that reason, we have to treat them misafek as if they are nidos, even from the time that they are infants. So that's what the next two Mishnayos are going to discuss. Mishnah Aleph begins, Benos Kusim, Nidos Me'ari Sasan. The daughters of Kusim, who were Gerim, who originally, when they were non-Jewish, they came to Eretz Yisrael, and they ended up converting out of a scare of lions that were attacking people. But because they converted out of being scared and not out of love for Judaism, their commitment to Torah mitzvos was suspect, and they weren't consistent in keeping Torah mitzvos. So, because of that, we treat them as not being careful about Hilchos Nida, and therefore we assume that even Me'ari Sasan from the cradle, the daughters of Kusim are considered Tmeos Mishum Nida. Again, this is Misafek. Ve'akusim, and therefore the men mitamim mishkav tachton ke'elyon mipnei shehen bo'alei nidos. The men, we consider them when they sit on a stack of fabrics, then the bottom fabric is just as tameh as the top fabric, because we presume that they are bo'alei nidos, that because they're not careful about hilchos nida, they have cohabited with a woman who's a nida. Dehen Yoshvos al Kol Dam V'Dam, and they have the status of somebody who makes mistakes about Hilchos Nida and is practices Tuma for every blood that they see, which ends up sounds like it's a Chumra, but it ends up being a Kula, because if a person is treating themselves as a Nida for every blood that they see. Let's say they would have some material that comes out of them. They treat it as blood, even though it's not blood. Then they are tameh for. They treat it as if they're tameh for 7 days. But then, let's say on day three or day four, they end up having actual blood come out. So they should be tameh for 7 days from the time that the actual blood came out, not 7 days from the time that other fluid came out. But if they are Yoshev al Kol Dam V'Dam, again, it sounds like a Chumra, but it could end up becoming a Kula, and the same thing is true of Kusim, and we have to treat them, therefore, as Tameh Misafek. Ve'en Chayavim Aleim al Bias Mikdash, but because the Tumah is only Misafek, then a Jewish person who becomes Tameh as a result of touching a kusi or wearing the clothes that a kusi has sat on, then that person walked into the Beis HaMikdash, that Jewish person walks into the Beis HaMikdash, then that Jewish person is not chayav a korban as a result, ve'ein sorfim aleihem es ha-truma, and you don't burn truma as a result of contact with that kind of tuma, which is suffik tuma, mipnesha tumas and suffik, and this is as we explained, because their tuma is as a result of suffik, as a result of doubt, and not as a result of certainty. Mishnah Beis, Benos Tzedukim, the daughters of the Tzedukim, who were also, these are Jews, but they are not careful about Torah mitzvos. And they have a whole set of lenient interpretations of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Bizman shenagu laleches b'darchei avoseihem, if they are following the practice of their forefathers, which means that they are not careful about Torah mitzvos, harei en kekusios, then the halacha halachos are the same as the previous Mishnah. Pershu laleches b'darchei Yisrael, but if they departed from that path and started behaving like Jewish women, harei en ki Yisrael, then we treat them as Jewish women. So the burden of proof, according to the Tanakhama, is on these daughters of the Tzedukim. They have to demonstrate that they are walking in the path of Darche Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi, disagrees, and he says, La'olam hein ki Yisrael, we treat them as if they are Jews completely, ad sheyifreshu laleches b'darchei avosein, until we see evidence that they are following the wayward path of their forefathers. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the burden of proof is not on these women. We give them the benefit of the doubt as if they are behaving as Jews and keeping Torah and mitzvos until we see otherwise. But the halacha follows the Tanakhama, that we give them a chazaka of following the ways of the following the tzeduki ways, rather than a chazaka of following the Jewish ways.